Well, this weekend in Launceston, it's the Launceston Model Railway Show held at the Albert Hall. A man who can tell us more about it is Amon Seddon. And Amon, you must be living in a child fantasy land.
Absolutely. The majority of people here at the exhibition have probably been sort of modelling, as you say, since childhood. But what we've done, particularly for this exhibition, we've brought together the best layouts in the country. We've got people over from Adelaide, people over from Sydney, a couple of layouts over from Melbourne. So we've really worked hard to bring a collection of layouts that really show the best that's going on in the railway modelling hobby.
So this isn't just an amateur model railway show. This is the best in the country.
It is amateur. Everybody here just does it purely as a hobby, other than the traders, of course. But the layouts themselves have been built by enthusiasts right the way around the state, right the way around the country. But we've really aimed to bring the best to Tasmania for people to have a look at.
Eamon, why the passion for trains?
It's a passion I've had since a childhood. It's a passion that involved in a job for myself. I came to Tasmania to work on the West Coast Wilderness Railway initially. I worked at Puffinbilly Railway on the mainland. So I've always had a passion for trains, always been involved in the modelling side of trains as well. Had my layout exhibited. Well, in fact, my layout was actually built in the UK and brought over here to Australia. And that layout has travelled all the way around Australia as well. So it's a real way of relaxing. And there is so many aspects to railway modelling. You've got, you know, the basic construction of the timber work. You've got electrical wiring to do. You've got the detail of the scenery, which is one technique. You've got the detail of building rolling stock, which is another technique. So it really brings together a whole plethora of skills. And the pleasure in many ways is that you can say, oh, what am I in the mood for doing tonight? And it might be a bit of scenery modelling. It might be a bit of research for your latest layout. So it really gives people the opportunity to do a lot of different skills in one hobby. And that's really what we're aiming to show tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, and the whole idea of by doing this and showing your hobby with other people is to inspire the next generation.
Absolutely. We think it's so important that we do inspire the next generation and encourage people to have a go. And many of the stands here at the exhibition are designed to show people how to have a go. And you can literally take a protector on the top of your dining room table and make a start and literally have a go and see some of the quality and some of the opportunities that might come to you over coming years.
Now, Amon, do you have that one favourite train set that you've had all your life that is the pride and place?
Well, I do. In fact, my layout is being exhibited here for the last time. It's nearly 20-odd years old. It's literally travelled the world.
Yep.
So for me, it's quite a nostalgic weekend as well, the fact that my layout is going to be here for the last time and is likely to be dismantled after the show.
Now, do you need a fat controller to come along? Because I am available this weekend.
You're more than welcome to come down as long as you've got your top hat and your waistcoat and tails.
And I'm taking it you're a big fan of Thomas the Tank Engine too.
Always have been. Many of the railways I've worked on have done Thomas the Tank Engine weekends. I'm afraid to say I was the track controller.
This is certainly worth a look for the whole family, and I'm sure the kids will absolutely love this. And, you know, children from a young age, but also the young at heart as well. The Launceston Model Railway Show, it's at the Albert Hall, Cimetière Street, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then on Sunday as well, 10 a.m. to 4:30. Children, $6 to get in. Adults, $12, and a family, two adults and two children, gets in for $30. So certainly worth a look. And, well, toot toot. Thanks very much for your time, Amon.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing everybody down here.